Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pajes breaks his back. Kirk Ring, gotta find it. Throws to the plate. Oh my goodness! He throws it away! And the Dodgers have won! The Dodgers win!
That's how it sounded last night on Fox as the Phillies season came to an end on that play in the bottom of the 11th. It's In the Loop. I'm Luke Morrow alongside B. Scott filling in for the fellas today. The question of the day, because of that Phillies loss, what's the worst way you've ever seen your team lose a game? If you're not familiar with the play, if that audio didn't do it justice, the bases were loaded, two outs, bottom of the 11th, comebacker back to the mound. He bobbled it at first, but by the time he picked up the baseball, if you watch the replays, he still had plenty of time to throw to first base, get the final out of the inning, send the game to the 12th. Instead, he tries to throw it home, which is a much tougher play. Threw it over the catcher anyways. They weren't, I don't think they would have had a chance regardless. And the Dodgers walk off in that fashion to end the Philly season.
Yeah.
It was a rough night for the rough day for Philly, man. I see some account posted all of the teams that was playing. So, of course, the Phillies lost. The Flyers lost.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And then the Eagles, of course, lost to the Giants out of all.
And of course, Luke, you know this better than any of us. That is a very particular kind of fan base. Nobody feels like Philly fans feel, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
So whatever the feeling is, you could imagine that it is probably drummed up to the highest degree after last night.
It got to be tough for sports talk in Philly, man.
Yeah, and especially one, and I'll give them credit. Like, it's a very astute sports fan base, and so I'm pretty sure they're looking at that play like, throw to first, mm-hmm. throw to first. Like, there are people there that got the understanding of what to do in that moment. And then even you're looking at the catcher pointing at first base.
That's the worst part.
Like, he's pointing at first base. He's telling you what to do. You've got time to do it. And the clear reason why it doesn't get done, the reason why this doesn't happen, is because the guy panics. Like, there's not a more, more clear example of his panic than him not being able to see the catcher and understand that he's got the time to do it. He just reacts, right, and throws it home. He has no shot at the play at home. So, yeah.
The way he reacted is like they didn't even go over this.
Yeah.
I feel like they probably should have went over if it, if it's a little bunt or something like that, go to first.
It was my first question. It's like, did they not talk about this? Like, what if this happens? What do you
do? That should have been part of the situation, a what if type of situation.
Yeah, so that's clear panic.
Yeah, the only other thing was either he thought there was fewer than two outs, or
he probably just
the pitcher.
Yeah,
there's no way. I mean,
you wouldn't think.
I mean, there is a way.
That's even worse.
But that would be awful. Like, and that's the point.
That is.
It's one thing if you feel like you just got beat, but this is one where it definitely feels like at the end. I mean, just loading the bases to begin with, but to be in that position at the end, and hey, like, you can get out of this if you just go to first. And it's a self-inflicted wound to end your season. It's terrible.
My only other thought, as I said earlier, was he was in front of the mound. He bobbled it, had to go get the base. Maybe he thought, I'm not saying I agree with this, but maybe he thought the easier play at that point was home because he was already facing home and he was closer to home as opposed to turning, setting, throwing a longer ball to first base. If you watch the replay, he still had plenty of time and would have gotten the guy at first.
But the bases were loaded, though, right?
Yeah.
Guy's coming home. I mean, I think the guy's almost home.
Hey, I don't agree, but I'm just trying to get in his head.
A guy is almost home, is going to be quicker to home obviously than the guy from home is to first base.
I think his first thought was, I can't let this runner, if the runner score is over. So true. let me try to get it to right. home plate since it's right here.
He panics in that moment because it is, you know, he's frazzled. He bobbles the ball, picks it up, thinks, oh no, here's the winning run. Let me go get this guy.
Yeah, let me try to get the winning run. Let me not let him score.
Yeah, but if you go to first, he doesn't.
I know.
Exactly.
Right? Isn't that how
it works?
But just in that moment, he's frazzled.
Yeah.
He's not thinking straight.
That's what I think it is. I think he just kind of lost his way a little bit and just thought about the run right there.
Yeah, somebody's got to tell him, like, hey, man, if the ball comes to you, don't worry about the guy at
with
home.
Two outs, if he bunt or have a short little chopper right there, go to first base.
Go to first. It's actually your only play.
It's like Little League. The coaches always say, like, know what you're going to do with it if it's hit to you. And so same idea. He should have in his mind before he even throws a pitch, like, if the ball comes back to me, I'm just going to first base. We play on. I wonder if he addressed the media after the game and gave his reasoning. The pitcher's name is, I think it's Orion Kekering. I think it's Kekering. I think is how you pronounce it.
Man, I've been struggling to pronounce names in this playoffs since it started. It's rough.
Yeah.
It's rough out there. I couldn't tell if it was the manager or the pitching coach afterward doing the exact opposite of a Jonathan Gannon of, like, really encouraging him and letting him know everything is cool. I was like, man, because that is a rough spot. That is one of those where you want somebody to come put their arm around you because you're like, man, I really just gave the game away, the season away.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. So with that said, yeah, that's tough to bounce back from.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the worst way you've ever seen your team lose a game? Plenty of you coming in on the text line. The Cougars in the NCAA championship last year. That was brutal.
That was tough, man.
I forgot.
Didn't even get the shot up.
That
man.
One might win. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one, Texter.
That one still hurt.
Goodness.
Man.
Yeah. Nah, I mean, I was kind of going to some other ones, but that's up there, especially coming off of the performance against Duke in the Final Four.
Yeah.
You're like riding that high.
And you were up in this game.
Yeah, yeah.
I was ready for the parade already. I'm like, okay, they got this one.
Yeah, they were leading the entire way until what, like the last 7-8 minutes, something like that, Florida went on that run.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. What about for you guys? If you think back in your fandom, what stands out most?
I mean, I mentioned in the crosstalk earlier, 2019 World Series, Howie Kendrick.
Yep.
The way that ninth inning played out, the fact that there was no space to get Gerrit Cole in the game and the questions about that. Like, I don't think, and even though that series turned out to be the road team won every game, mm-hmm. that was what stood out about it, right? I still, even up until that point, the road team had won every game, I still had not considered that the Astros were not going to win that World Series. It's the greatest Astros team that I've ever seen. It's still to this day greater than the ones that actually won the World Series. I'll stand on that to the day I die. Greatest Astros team that I've ever seen was 2019. They did not win the World Series, and it came down to that last little stretch there, and it was really rough, really rough. That one stands out. Also, 27 straight threes missed in Game 7.
That's come in a lot on the text line.
2018 against the Warriors, like, oh, man. That is a rough way to lose a game, to miss 27 straight threes. Those two stand out. For me specifically.
Yeah, the one that stand out to me, I got to take it back up. When I was a little kid up in Cleveland, I was watching this game. It was the Browns versus the Jags. And it was the last play of the game. The Jags pretty much had no chance. They tried to do a little last minute Hail Mary, whatever play it was. It was down there the last one. And it was a guy by the name of Dwayne Rudd who thought he made the tackle on a Jags player, but he didn't tackle a guy.
Yeah.
And so he thought the game's over, took his helmet off.
I remember that,
And the game was still going on. and they end up making the tackle. Everybody's celebrating, but it was a flag. And Dwayne Rugg got flagged for taking his helmet off during the play. And that united the whole bottle gate. We call it bottle gate, where Browns fans were just throwing the bottles. And it was, these were real bottles, by the way.
I think this is what changed the rule, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what changed the rule now, where the reason why you don't have real bottles in the stadium now. Because they were throwing bottles all over the field. It was nasty work. And I was a kid sitting there watching that game, man. Yeah. And I was sitting there watching it with my father. Couldn't believe it. Long story less long, the Browns actually lost that game. Because I want to say they lined up for a field goal or something like that. Won the game and it was over.
Yeah.
Man. Lost that game, man.
Claim to fame for
Cleveland.
Because
the guy took his helmet off. That's the only reason they lost the game.
Claim to fame for Cleveland. That's the reason why they have to take the caps off your bottles now and why there's no more glass bottles or anything.
Yeah, you can thank a Brown for that one. That's right. As Hannah Manier like to say.
Thank a Brown. That's right. Yeah, classic.
So many. I grew up, I've mentioned it before, I'm not from this area. I grew up a Vikings fan. So pick your poison. Gary Anderson missing a field goal in the NFC title game in 98. The push-out game and the final game of the 2003 season against the Cardinals that knocked the Vikings out of the playoffs and then changed the rule after that game. Brett Favre in 2009 with the interception.
Oh.
Blair Walsh missing the 27, 28-yard field goal, whatever it was, in the playoffs in 2014, so on and so forth. That's just the life of a Vikings fan, so plenty for me.
Yeah.
Outside of that, though, away from my team, I always think of, and it just makes me laugh, sorry, I think it was 2002, 2003. I remember I was at my aunt's. We were watching the game, the Saints and the Jaguars, when the Saints – trying to get into the playoffs, did all those pulled off the lateral.
Oh, the lateral, yeah.
And then they missed the extra point after all that effort, and they end up losing to the Jags, and that essentially ends their season. It was like, I think it was the second-to-last game of the season, and they were trying to stay alive for the playoffs. And it was like, oh, my God, they actually pulled it off. All the laterals, they returned the kickoff in the final seconds of the game to potentially tie just to miss the extra point.
Yeah, to pull off the difficult thing and right. to not be able to pull off the simple, more routine thing
horrendous.
Is a difficult way to lose. I think, too, this is away from any of our teams, but last year, that Commanders Hail Mary where you got Tyreek Stevenson taunting the Commanders fans as they're about to give up the Hail Mary. So I think it was Noah Brown, former Texas,
who
caught that. That's a terrible way to lose a game. So if you're a Bears fan, you know, watch it, that dude taunt. Wow, you give up the game.
100%. ESPN just did a story this week on him and how I didn't read the story, but just him saying like his life hasn't been the same since. So that was a brutal moment. Just to rip through these real quick on the text line, 24-0 against the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Of course.
Multiple people saying Matt Schaub picked six on Monday Night Football against the Ravens in overtime.
That's one.
Of course, multiple people saying Rockets missing those 27 straight threes against the Warriors. The Frank Reich comeback game, Oilers-Bills in, what, 92, I think that was? Someone set a self goal during a high school soccer game. That is brutal. Albert Pujols against Brad Lidge over the damn train tracks.
Yeah, I tried to forget that one.
That's a tough one. And then how about this one? My heart was broken when ND Kalu intercepted an option pitch inside their 5-yard line, took it to the house to beat, is it Aldine High School in the 1991 state semifinals. My dad was a coach and they won the championship the previous year of the losing team. That was from Ocho.
Oh,
man.
That's personal.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ocho. That's some history right there.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Keep sending those in. Worst way you've ever seen your team lose, 713-572-4610 after the Phillies had their season end on a mental mistake last night. When we come back, it's time to go around the NFL. We'll do it next in the Loop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.